This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. The dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Today, we're going to be talking about extreme tax deductions, secret tax deductions, and starting your own business and how to take those tax deductions. And first, I have a special favor to ask all of you in class. If you pray, I was talking to one of our instructors last night, George Wheelock, Major George Wheelock, and he told me that the end is, he's at the end stage. He has stage 4 cancer. He's had multiple operations on his brain. And the prognosis is bleak. So we are asking for a miracle, nothing short of a miracle for Major George Wheelock, retired. If you pray, would you do me a special favor and consider adding Major George Wheelock to your prayers? Thank you, class. Today, Part 4 and Part 5, Hour Number 1, Part 4, Extreme Tax Deductions, Secret Tax Deductions, and Starting Your Own Home-Based Business. And Hour Number 2 will be Part 5. And I'd like to put forth a disclaimer that all of the statements that I made are based on life experiences, what others have experienced firsthand. They contain my opinions. Proceed at your own risk. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. And consider this class entertainment. Now, if you are not willing to defend yourself and your wealth and what you've worked so hard for, if you're not willing to do that, do not attempt anything that you hear in this class. Okay? This only applies to those in class who are willing to defend their position, their tax filing information. That means that you have to have really good records, and it has to be above board and honest. Okay, so that's where we are. Now, Marty Barrett's with us. She's a college instructor, has been for a couple decades. She's back for Part 4 and 5 today, and we're going to be talking about these deductions and the business use of your home. I've known Marty for, well, Marty, what would you say, 45, 46, 47 years?
Fortunately, that makes me sound awfully old. Seasoned.
Yeah, we're pretty seasoned. Okay, Marty, do you have any questions for me based on what we've talked about so far? You're considering starting your home-based business. You are a college instructor. Your home-based business will be one of tutoring mm-hmm. students, and they come in all ages. And we've mentioned some tax deductions that some people might think are extreme. Some people have even posted on the Internet that you cannot take these deductions, and I say hogwash. Absolute hogwash. You can. I know people who have. And they are all bona fide if they truly relate to your business. Now, if you make them up, and like you talked about a dog. I think mm-hmm. you found some research that said you cannot deduct your dog.
Yeah, Publication 17 said that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that if the dog is an integral part of your security system, you can. Let me give you an example. I know a guy who has I know three guys who have gold and silver businesses. They're in the precious metals business. Okay? And people walk in there all the time, without appointments. They just walk in like, you're getting a haircut or something. And they may have money with them, to buy. They may have gold that they want to sell. They may have some jewelry that they want to sell. They may have some silver bullion. So pretty much everybody that walks in either has cash in his or her pocket or precious metals or, you know, jewelry that's valuable. So these people could be good targets. And, of course, the store could be a good target because they've got all that on display. And these three people that I'm talking about all have dogs in their shop. They all have dogs. Now, you could look at the dog as, well, it's just a nice, friendly dog. But you could also say, he's a pit bull, or he's a German shepherd, or he's a large dog. And so those are bona fide tax deductions, in my opinion. And I would fight that to the end. I would not let the IRS or the state tax people get away with telling me that that could not be a deduction. I would fight that to the end. I'd say, well, what would you do?
Does it have to be a scary-looking dog?
No. No. As a matter of fact, if I were having one, it would be a German Shepherd, or it would be a Neapolitan Mastiff, you know, one that can run really fast, one that can tackle, one that has sharp teeth, okay? One that's loyal, one that has ingrained in the genetics loyalty to whom? My family, okay? That's what I would do. But, you know, some people are afraid of dogs. When we lived in Virginia, you know, people would come into our computer shop, the computer factory, and they'd say, does that dog bite? And I'd say, well, he hasn't bitten anyone all day. And what I'm saying is, you know, if you play nice, everything will be good. You try to hurt any of us, there's going to be blood everywhere.
Now, so what if you decided your security system would involve having a weapon?
Well, my security system is multiple. It's electronic. It is. It involves dogs, several dogs, as many as five, and it also involves firearms. Now, right next to me in the studio, on my hip, is a .45. That's a fairly large caliber handgun, originally designed in 1911. It's a big caliber. Some people believe in lots of shots. I believe in making the shots count. I don't want to have to use it, but if I do, and for example, you know, some people want a little tiny pistol so they can conceal it. Well, if the person that wants to kill you has body armor on and you hit him right in the chest, it might sting a little tiny bit. If I hit him with a .45 in the chest and he has body armor, he's going to have broken ribs and he's going to be coughing up blood. Okay, you're going down. Yeah, that's the first shot. And I also have a rifle. I sleep with a rifle. Mrs. Finelli sleeps with a rifle. Okay? There's a rifle in the studio. Now, I can either reach for the phone or reach for the rifle or my handgun. Now, why
now,
is
would
that?
These be deductible along with your licenses?
Absolutely. Now, in Missouri, you do not, where I live, you do not have to have a license for a handgun or any other kind of gun. It's our right. Okay. So other states, there's some states on the East Coast and populated cities where they want you to apply for permission to have a firearm. Okay, now, if you comply with that, then that would be tax deductible. And if you go to class, let's say, in Missouri, it used to be 10 years ago, up until just a couple years ago, you would have to have a certification that you attended class and you were trained by someone the state approved of for permission to apply to get your concealed carry permit. That means you can carry a gun. Like if I strapped a gun on the outside of my blue jeans and wore it around like in the Westerns you'd see, right? Open carry, that's called. I did not have to have a permit. But let's say I wanted to have it concealed inside my sports coat or a leg ankle holster or something like that. Then if I'm not showing it to where everybody can see from three sides of my body, then I was required to have a concealed carry permit, which I did get. But now that's
and along
been,
with this, is there any kind of background checks?
Well, yeah, they do a background check to make sure that that they don't find out that you're a convicted felon. That's what Missouri does. But as far as the fee, the $100 or so for the class, that's a deduction. As far as the application for the permit, the $50, that's a deduction, or the $100, whatever it may be, you know, with your local sheriff. Those are all deductions. And so is the holster. If you choose to wear a holster, that's a deduction. So is if you buy the first holster and say, shoot, I should have got, you know, I don't like this one. The angle's wrong. and I should have gotten a black one instead of a brown one. Well, get the next one, you know, try to get the right one the first time, but if you don't, now they're both deductions. And so are
the
cartridges.
And the gun itself.
And the gun itself.
Now, what would be considered reasonable? I mean, what if you had several guns?
I do.
Would that be all reasonable deductions?
To me, sure. Sure, because I may want to have I may want to have two with me. I may want to have a small one, you know, as a backup. That's what the police do. And, you know, I'm just following their lead. If they think it's important to have a small gun on their ankle, I may want to do that too, or I may want to have one in my pocket. And but I want my first one, you know, where I can reach it very quickly. So I, you know, let's say I buy a small one. I go, you know what? I really don't like this, but you know, I also don't want to sell it because now it may be attributed to me. If I were to buy it new, now the serial number of that handgun is attributed to me. So I may say, well, it was $450. That was a dumb thing to do. But I don't want anybody else to have that number because it could come back to me. So to prevent that hassle, I'll just keep it. So now that's another mistake. And that $450 plus the trip to go buy it, plus the cartridges I used to test it out and make sure, actually, oh, geez, I don't like it. Those are all expenses against the business.
So what if you, so you wouldn't want to buy a used gun either because it could have had a past that would be attributed now to you?
Excellent question, Marty. I have bought used guns, and I like buying used guns. Why? Because they're not attributed to me, and they don't have to be. In the state of Missouri, if I choose to buy, I'll tell you what. Let's hold this thought. We've got Jay in Missouri. He's a truck driver, and Jay in Missouri. Welcome. You're on with Marty Barrett. By the way, Jay, thank you for calling. You called before, and I believe you had a compliment for Marty Barrett.
Yeah, I was, you know, very. I really like the questions that you were asking about taxes, and like I said, I had told Vince I had been a business owner before. I started with. Multi-level marketing thing.
Multi-level marketing. That's right.
Right. And
but go ahead.
Yeah. I don't mean to get off on the subject you're talking about, but you were talking a while back about one of your instructors. He had a whole bunch of police officers show up at his house early at night, or late at night, and he showed up, he answered the door and he had his gun in his hand, and the officers told him to drop it and he wouldn't drop it.
Jay, let's save that for another day. Call back another day and we'll be glad to address that in depth. Thanks so much. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about her startup business, the tutoring business for college students. And so, Marty, we were talking about firearms, and we were talking about purchasing a used firearm. And I said, yeah, that makes sense to me. I've done it in the past. You know, if you go to a gun show, they call it a gun show loophole. It's not a loophole. It's a legitimate reason for someone to buy and sell something. So, for example, you can go to a flea market. You can go to a swap meet. They have swap meets out here in Missouri. And what that is where people bring their pickup trucks or fill the trunks of the cars with things that they want to sell, and they rent space. They'll rent maybe a table or bring your own table. And for $10 or so, they may be able to get a Saturday and Sunday's worth of 10 feet by 10 feet of dirt. And they sell whatever it is that they would sell at a yard sale. And they may want to sell personal possessions. They may want to sell a small refrigerator. They may want to sell their, TVs. They may want to sell a handgun. Whatever it is, it's personal property. And in Missouri, I'm not saying you can always sell these flea markets, but, you can sell personal property, and that includes guns. So if you live in Missouri and I live in Missouri I have a for sale sign on my handgun, and you say, well, I'm interested in that. Can I see it? And I go, sure. And you say, how much do I want for it? And I mention a price, and you go, wow, okay. Is there anything illegal about me buying this from you? And I say, no. They say, okay. Okay, if you assure me that it's not stolen property, if you assure me that it's yours, I like it, and here's the money.
Do you have to register it then?
No, not in Missouri.
Oh.
Nope, not unless it's a machine gun.
Oh. I guess that would be... a logical deduction anyway, a machine gun.
Well, it could be. It could be. I mean, you know, you have to pay a tax, a special $200 tax on you know, a Class 3 firearm like that, a one-time tax. Register that with the government. And if I decided that, you know, I wanted a machine gun in the studio, and you can have small machine guns. I mean, they don't all have to be, you know, truck-mounted, but you can buy a small handheld one, an automatic rifle. Well, heck, if I decided that that's what I wanted to do, well, I'd deduct it.
Okay.
I would. I haven't, but I would. I like to make ammunition count. I don't like spraying ammunition. So if I had a target, you know, let's say I took some paper. I bought a ream of paper, and I put little dots in the center of it, and I started shooting it down. I said, well, that's pretty good, but I'd rather have something a little better, maybe pre-printed. And I go and buy some pre-printed targets in a box, you know, made for the purpose of shooting that, that have rings that tell me how well I'm shooting. That's a deduction as well as the cartridges. Or if I say, you know, I'd like to have a target that is made out of steel and has this little swinging circle on it made out of steel, and I want to plink at that, you know, let's say it's 2 inches and I shoot it, 100 yards, and it goes ding every time I hit it, and that costs me $100, that's another tax deduction. Why? Because I want to be proficient in my security system. And
so what about going to shooting range?
Absolutely. That's another tax deduction, including the mileage. And if you decide that you're going to spend the whole day there and you have to have lunch, I deduct that too. Yeah, that's why that's why these are extreme tax deductions, and I would defend every one of them. And you know, you got to be prepared to be audited, okay? Because they may say,
right,
"Tell me about the security system," and they may say, "Well, it's multiple levels." And by the way, Bob, it's working really well. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm here, because it's working that well. So here's what it consists of. And I may say, well, you know, I have video, you know, like most people do. I have a panic button. You know, I'm just being hypothetical. I'm not saying, I'm not going to reveal what it actually is, but I may say hypothetically, by the way, you ever see one of these? I might pull a panic button out of my pocket, and I may say, and you know, I have maintenance on that. So I also have, 5 dogs, and I have maintenance on them, including dog food and the vet bills. And, you know, I wouldn't offer a lot of information. I would just leave it at a minimum. And then if he asks me more questions, I'll tell him. But I would defend it. I'd say, absolutely, my life depends on it. And so does your job, because without me being here, you don't have a job. Me and those like me, who you happen to be harassing. Okay, Marty Barrett and I are going to come back. Now, class, we're not saying that you have to take these exact tax deductions. This is food for your thinking, so that you can figure out ways that this line of thinking can benefit you. Marty Barrett and I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the theater, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about secret tax deductions, extreme tax deductions, and your home-based business, how it can benefit you, and you can save thousands of dollars. Marty, any thoughts?
Yeah, you just made me think of homeowners insurance. Would I maybe have to increase that if I've got strangers in my house? They could slip on my walk, or
well, you're probably covered for that, right?
Yeah, so that would be a seventh of that would be covered.
Well, okay. First of all, if you think your homeowner's insurance and your liability insurance is sufficient, you're good to go. You know, you're going to have guests in your home anyway. You know, people come to visit you. They say hi. They stop in for a cup of coffee. Your children have friends. I mean, you've got people coming and going. I'm not saying it's Grand Central Station, but, you know, you do have people coming and going normally anyway. So you are probably insured for that. Now, if you're in the, you said 1/7. If you're using the example we've used in the past that, you know, a typical home may be 7 rooms and you would take 1/7 of all the household expenses, including the homeowner's insurance, including the electric bill, including the real estate taxes.
Okay. Now, how about if I used a TV or a large screen to show any projections of stuff we're going over?
Okay. Let me see if I can draw a mental picture in our class's minds and my mind as well. So you've taken one room of your home. Let's say it's a spare bedroom or it's an unused room in your home. It could be the den. It could be a living room. It could be whatever room you want it to be. It could be the garage. You know, as long as this room is used exclusively for the purpose of your home-based business, then if there are 7 rooms, you can deduct 1/7, okay, of that cost. Now, if you have a television in that room, let's say you buy a brand new one, or you go to a yard sale and you find one that someone's got a 32-inch and they can't stand it because they want something bigger than that, and they're willing to sell that at a price that you think is, you know, good value for you, you can buy it new, used, whatever, any way you want. And if you have that in your, we'll call it your classroom, in your house where you're doing your tutoring, and you're using it to show videos or you're using it to show PowerPoint presentations that you might have done in the university setting, and you've got them, you say, well, let's just review this PowerPoint we did in class, you know, last week. That's all bona fide because you're going to need a screen big enough for both of you to see. Okay, so I think that's all bona fide. Now, let's say you have that same television and or a different television. Let's say you have some students arrive early, so you're doing classroom teaching it at your house on the hour, and you've got someone who arrives 20 minutes early, and you say, I'll tell you what. I'm in class, but why don't you have a seat in the living room here, and I've got Fox News on, or I've got CNN, or you know, I'm just picking those. Or you say, I'll tell you what, let me run a review, even better. Let me run a review for you of what we're going to talk about. Let me start that now. I'm still with John in the classroom. So why don't you watch this? Now, I would take a portion of that other television that's in the family room or the living room that you're having that student use. And I would take a portion of the, you know, the sofa or wherever he's sitting. I'd say, well, that's used 10% of the time, so I'd take 1/10 of those costs as well.
Now, does it raise a red flag if you buy something from a relative? Like, I'm thinking my daughter had one of those small refrigerators at college.
Yep.
And what if I wanted to stock the room with water or something where I'm tutoring the students? Does it look conspicuous? Does it look bad if I say I buy that for my daughter?
Okay. Well, let's talk about the price. How much do you think it was brand new?
I don't know, $70, let's say.
Okay. And how much do you think you'd pay her for it?
$30.
Okay. So, see, that seems like a reasonable arm's length transaction. Now, you're not giving her the $70. Because you can get a new one for $70 or $79 plus tax, right? So for less than $100, you can get a new one. But if you're willing to, and she is willing, at $30, that seems perfectly reasonable. Having that in the classroom is perfectly reasonable as well. So you might want to have stock that with bottles of water because, you know, some days are warmer. Some students do better when they're hydrated. I guess everybody does. And I would do that. That makes a lot of sense to me. So now we've got the cost of the water.
This?
I would just put that
this
in as, well, you could have her write you a bill.
My daughter.
Well, you can. She can write you on a piece of paper a bill of sale. And it says bill of sale, the date, the county. Sold one refrigerator to Marty Barrett for $30, as is. No warranty. Simple as that.
Yeah, okay.
Now you have a record, and you both sign it. And you can do that with a gun, too. You can do that with anything. I sold a rake, a piece of a hay rake. It was, 2,000 pounds. A guy bought it, and I said, do you want a bill of sale? He said, no, it's okay. That's okay. Now, if he wanted one, I would have given one.
Yeah.
That way, if he's going down the road with it, and the police stop him, and they say, where are you going with that rake, boy? He could say, well, I just bought it. Really? Where's your bill of sale? Now, I offered it. Now, he'd probably have the cop call me. And I'd say, is it red? Yeah, somebody just stole that.
Only you would do that.
Yeah, thanks for finding it for me. No, I would say, I just sold that. Yeah, so if you want a bill sale, that's fine. And just hand read. You know, you don't have to use all kinds of fancy forms that the government says, you know, use this form. No, we don't do that. We don't even, you know, sometimes we make up our own forms when we pay our taxes. Sometimes we don't have all the forms that they want. So we just write down on a piece of paper what we think they want to know.
And
yeah, I mean, very few people.
Works?
Very few people do. Absolutely. Now, it only didn't work once. And Mrs. Finelli yielded to the state of Missouri. They wanted it on their form. They said our computer system won't allow it. And had they got me, I would have said, oh, well, why don't you work on that computer system and see if you can fix it? But she yielded and said, okay, we'll put it on your form. I would say, we already put it in. We already filed it. That's the best we can do.
How about other things in the room that you're designating as a classroom? How extreme can you go?
Well, I think it has to be germane and reasonable. Let me give you an example. Okay, so are we going to put a TV in that classroom? Is that something that you've decided to do?
Sure.
Okay, so we've got, let's say, a 32-inch TV. It's a flat screen, and let's buy a used one. Okay, so what do you think that might be? $100? $150? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to save some money. We're going to get a 32-inch TV, but I haven't seen a flat-screen TV that has speakers that are worth a darn. All the TVs, they're lousy. I mean, they really are lousy. The picture is okay. It's flat. That's kind of nice, and that's why we have them, space-saving. But the speakers are lousy. So I would probably want different speakers. Now, in our kitchen, it's a large kitchen. That's where a lot of us hang out. We may watch a video, and last night we were watching a documentary. But what I did was I have speakers that are from the 1970s. They're Dynaco A25 speakers. I have two of them. And so those are used in our kitchen. Now, you might want, you know, speakers that you can power, but your TV won't be able to power something like that. So these are called bookshelf speakers. So you may need a stereo system to go with it, to drive the speakers. So I have an old stereo system, a Technics by Panasonic. I think it's rated at 70 watts. I use it as a radio, and I use it as an amplifier. So the TV output gets plugged into the receiver. The receiver powers the speakers, and I can turn it up to whatever volume I want. So for me, if I bought a setup like that, maybe that stereo system would be $40 or $50. The speakers might be... Or I could get equivalent speakers. Those are fairly expensive. They weren't when I bought them in the 70s, but equivalent speakers might be $100. So we might have $150 or so in the audio system. That seems reasonable to me.
Uh-huh.
And what I would say to the auditor is, well, you must be much more of an expert than I am. What would you do? How would you solve this? What do you recommend? And whatever he's going to recommend is going to cost more. Because
yeah.
I would have bought it used. Another thing that, you know, communications. One of the things that's going to be important for you is to separate your business from your personal life. So if you were to have a cell phone, you'd be on tap, as Dr. Norman Chile says, on tap 24/7. And I don't think I like that too much. So at our farm, and I don't have a cell phone, at our farm, if someone wants to call me and I'm there, good, I can answer it. Unless their caller ID says blocked or unavailable, then I don't answer it. And then they start talking. They talk to the answering machine, which is another tax deduction.
Okay? Uh-huh.
And it wasn't expensive. I think the whole setup, you know, might have been $50 because I bought it. I bought it at Sam's Club, and it looks like someone else bought it and said, no, I don't want it, and returned it. So I bought one of those markdown, you know, discount or, you know, units. New, but someone didn't want it, so it was opened. So I try to save money. I'm a really frugal guy because I figured like this. I'd have to work really, really hard to earn a lot of money to waste it. Or I can, you know, be a farmer and work really, really hard and be frugal. And I'm living the lifestyle that I like. I like being a farmer. And if I won the lottery, you know, 20 minutes ago, I'd still be on the air And if I won the lottery 20 minutes ago, nothing would change. I'd still have an old bulldozer, you know, a 35-year-old bulldozer. I'd still have a, you know, a 21-year-old car. No changes. Because it's a lifestyle that I have. And
I don't think I'd make a lot of changes either, other than I might get somebody to upkeep the house, and I'd go to dinner more often. That's about it.
Okay. And so for the class, when you say upkeep the house, do you care to explain why you said that?
Well, we're tired of painting and repairing mm-hmm. and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff in the house. We'd like to pay someone to do that. Put on a new roof or whatever we need.
Okay. If you get a new roof, then, you know, 1/7 of that repair is a tax deduction. Okay. Now, if you're re-roofing because you want to remodel and you want to change it from, you know, black to white or white to black or, you know, something like that, that's different. That would be an improvement, and that would be a 27.5-year depreciation item. So I wouldn't change the color for vanity purposes and for looks. I would only change it for as needed because it leaked or our shingles were blowing off or was going to leak. Okay. Marty Barrett, I'll be right back. This is part 4, Extreme Tax Deductions. We're teaching you how to think, class.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marty Barrett's with us. And, Marty, we talked about a telephone answering machine, like a landline answering machine. And you mentioned, repairs and maintenance on the house, and you want to get some things done, you want to hire that out. Well, let's say you were to, you work at a university level, and you've got some students, and, you may make an announcement in your class that you're looking for someone to do some painting, someone who has some experience. And it would cost less to have a college student do that painting than to hire a professional painter who might charge, $1,000 or more per room. So even if you hired a college student and you said, I'll tell you what, how much would you charge me to paint this room? And you have that student come over and they'll say, okay, I'd do it for $150. You say, okay, you know how to do it? Have you done it before? Do you have drop cloths? Oh, you need drop cloths? Okay. We'll provide the drop cloths and the brushes and the paint. You provide the labor, $150, done deal, this weekend, right? You can pay him $150, and, if it's that room that you're going to be using as your classroom, that is another tax deduction for that room.
What about if I decide I need a sprinkler system for my whole house? Is that too extreme?
Well, a sprinkler system might be considered an improvement. And that would probably be a 27-and-a-half-year depreciable item.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to say, well, I'm going to deduct a seventh of that right away because that's in my classroom. And, I don't allow smoking and also in the family room because that's where some of the, students are going to sit. And, you tell them no smoking, but sometimes they don't pay attention. So for everybody's safety, I decided to do it. Now, that'd be pushing the limits. So that's an iffy kind of a thing. But for 27-and-a-half-year depreciation, that would be fine.
Okay. How about furniture for the room?
Okay. Tell me what you're talking about. What do you have in mind?
A desk, a table with different chairs at it. One for me.
So,
movable chair for me and standard chairs for the rest of the class.
Okay. Well, sometimes banks have really good furniture, really durable, because people come and go a lot. And sometimes you can, and also hotels, motels, mostly hotels. And they liquidate them very inexpensively. But that doesn't matter. I'm just trying to provide a source. And there's also, the Restore, which is Habitat for Humanity. There's plenty of furniture available, even on Craigslist, even new. So if you decide that you need a desk so that maybe you and your student can sit side by side and look at the monitor, the 32-inch monitor that you just put up, that would be fine. Let's say you want to have a session, a cramming session where you're getting students ready for a test, and it's three, going to be three students and you. So you need a desk for four people, four chairs. All of those are business expenses for your business. The chairs, the desks, the monitor, you know, the power cord for the monitor, you know, all, everything that relates to you teaching. The calculator, if you decide you want a desktop calculator and a desktop phone and the desktop answering machine. All of those things, the computer, whether it be a notebook, a laptop, or, you know, a standalone computer, whether it be a Mac or a PC, all of those things are deductible for your business.
Now, what if I use things in the kitchen, like a coffee maker?
Okay. Well, if you're going to serve coffee, I mean, that's kind of what we do. People will come to our home, and they'll just show up, you know, and we'll say, would you like a cup of coffee? And they'd say, sure. Now, if that's part of my business, then I can deduct part of that coffee maker. If I only use that coffee maker, let's say I have a white coffee maker for, you know, us, and another coffee maker that's a different color, maybe a black one, for our guests, I could deduct the one for our guests. And what I'm saying, the reason I used white and black is just so to differentiate. I've got two of them, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I could deduct the cost of the coffee maker for the guests and the coffee mugs. If I buy coffee mugs, I can deduct the cost for them too, and the coffee, and the electricity, and the coffee filters. It's endless. It's absolutely endless. And let's say, Marty, let's say I think that my guests would like popcorn. You know, since you have young students that come in or will be coming in, you might want to say, get some popcorn. You guys like popcorn? Just made it this morning. Popcorn maker, if you decide that that's what you want to use for your business, go ahead. Go ahead. We're going to be right back. Marty Barrett's with us. We're talking about extreme tax deductions, and we might even talk a little bit more about real estate taxes. Coming up next, USA Prepares. I'm Vin Fanilli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.